This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Royal Dutch Shell is packing up and going home, getting the heck out of South Texas, they are. The company says it's going to sell its stake in the Eagle Ford Shale Formation down there. We are talking 106,000 acres sitting on top of who knows how many barrels and cubic feet of oil and natural gas reserves. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at why the company is backing away now.
It's kind of like a country song. You've got a southern gem, in this case the Eagle Ford Shale Formation, who catches the eye of the international big spender, Shell. And then Shell decides the Eagle Ford Formation just isn't worth the time. Bye, 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 my baby, bye. But before you pull out your Kleenex, you should know there are other suitors for Eagle Ford's oil and gas reserves. Thomas Tunstall is the research director for the Institute for Economic Development at the University of Texas at San Antonio. He says smaller, independent companies are the ones who really figured out how to get the oil and gas out of the shale.
Larger oil companies, I think, are still learning about them. They don't know as much about these production techniques as the independents do.
And, says Phil Flynn with the Price Futures Group in Chicago,
Shell was kind of late to the game when it came to the shale gas revolution.
And with the low price of natural gas, it's been hard for Shell to make money.
For Shell, at this point, it's small potatoes for them, and they want to focus on their core business.
So the company is out. David Goldwin is the president of Goldwin Global Strategies.
So I don't think the shale gas boom is in any danger of becoming a bust.
But he says right now the demand just isn't there for a company like Shell to stick with the investment, even if it's hard to walk away. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.